Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom family. All praises to Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the great spirit from the great father, from the Ancient of Days, all praises. It has been just a slow descent of the Gentiles into mental misery. They have sat back, and last couple of weeks they've sat back, and they've been all up in this reparations conversation. You know, this one-sided reparations conversation. And tonight I want to touch base. I want to touch on it, and I also want, you know, I'm trying to help Gentiles understand, help Europeans, help Christians understand that they have to get off the Titanic. The Israelites of today, okay, are helping everyone understand things from a different perspective. And I know people don't want to learn things from a different perspective. They're good with their perspective, which is fine with us, but that doesn't mean that we can't or we shouldn't give our perspective nonetheless. We have sat back and ate and ate and ate off of the perspective of those that are in control today. Ish and ick, Catholic or Christian alike. You know, just because today we have a seemingly more or in better places, not in dire straits as we were three and four generations ago. Gentiles, you guys can't see us today as if we have become, because we haven't. The entire time, we have been praying for justice. We've been praying for balance. And I get it. You guys have not. You guys have had what you benefited. You had features and benefits. Like when you go buy a car, you guys were sold the features and benefits, and you guys were good with it, whilst the people who couldn't get that car, couldn't afford that car, was said to have been nothing, were unable to do so. And that brings me to a point. You know, what is this reparations about? What is all of this about? It's two arguments. One, in my opinion, based on my due diligence, two scenarios. The first scenario is, universality or inclusiveness. Universality or inclusiveness. Well, if you read the Bible and its other scriptures and its other historical contextual add-on scriptures, you come to see that this is not for everybody. This is only for a few. That this whole idea of having everyone to the dinner party or the wedding party, or everyone gets to be saved, or that's not written anywhere. And you know, I'm having a time trying to get people to understand, especially Gentiles, and it's not like I'm going out of my way to do this, not like I'm, you know, on my soapbox daily, but there are times where something comes my way and the Spirit says, entertain it, and I do. And I get people that come at, and the last foray into the Gentile madness, into the microscope of the Gentile madness for me was on Instagram, this Cleopatra thing. And I'm going, look, guys, it's not rocket science at this point. Scientifically, there is no recessive into dominant. There is just no recessive into dominant. There is dominant into recessive, okay? But that dominant into recessive doesn't mean that all the dominant is gone. It just means that the dominants can have recessive. But if you have all recessive, there's going to be no way to get dominant. There's just no way, scientifically. And because of that, we have to consider what they are saying as it makes sense to us. And as we apply, as it makes sense to us, as we apply that, scientifically it doesn't work. So what am I saying? I'm saying that by ancient genetics, there was no sunscreen. There was no AC. There was no, you know, there were a bunch of clothes that you could put on, you know, which is interesting enough, goes back to, and you know, I'm, you know, this is old school, you know, thinking, you know, leprosy, where, you know, that's, those are only people in ancient days that I've ever heard of that had to, that couldn't deal with the sun and the heat. And, you know, nobody wants to talk about that, but that this is the first calamity of the universality, because I can understand that people were mistreated anciently as well as modernly, okay? And I can understand that how the tables flip, because karma is what they say is a right? So at the end of the day, if karma ebbs and flows, and man has been on this earth for at least 6,000 years, okay, then we have to realize, we have to consider that the evolution of genetics is a way to explain certain histories, explain certain policies, explain certain scenarios. And it's funny because back in the day, in the 1800s, in the 19th and 18th century, the Gentiles, the European Gentiles, were all about science to prove their point of superiority. And it was all done by way of, and the genes, and, oh, well, you know, whiteness is pure. It's, you know, it was no real true scientific theories or scientific understanding. It was just all their opinion based on superiority, okay? And this is the problem. They had to say, you know what, we want to be part of this kingdom to come too. And they were. But in doing so, they downtrodden the people who the scriptures talked about and took their scriptures. So you got this universality of saying, hey, everyone's involved. Well, okay, how did you get that information? Well, we took the information. Okay, so you took the information from who? Well, don't worry about who we took it from. Just know that we have it and it's ours. And from that point forward, they set in motion a system of racism. Now, that goes to this next piece. Okay. Racism, what Gentiles have done is, as they always have done, they have bamboozled the scenario by adding in filth and dirt into the equation. What do I mean? So Gentiles today want to say when a Israelite who says, hey, he or she is an Israelite, and biblically what you all are doing is wrong, okay? And they back it up with scriptural fact. What the Gentiles do now is they say, oh, well, you're racist. But see, we're smarter than that, because the Father has us like, I don't know, I mean, 12 steps ahead, okay? He has us 12 steps ahead of them at this current time dispensation. And they don't understand that what they're saying doesn't even make sense. And you know, Big Judah said it a couple weeks ago, You know, they really don't believe what they're saying anymore. What they're looking for is us to help them, but they're too prideful to take it, but they in their home studying and listening. But in public and to their friends and to their family, they're not they're going, nah, you know, I don't like none of them, blah, 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 which ultimately makes them a hypocrite, right? Because, you know, the truth ain't really in them. But there's going to be in some are going to muster the strength to maintain the little truth that they have, the little truth that they seek. But on the all, most of them don't. And so here we are trying to help them. So in this universality of their understanding of our scriptures, because they want to be part of it, they're missing the point of how. Okay? And that's a big miss for them. They don't understand how. And they don't understand how because they destroyed the people who could tell them how. But now we're being raised up to explain it to them, and they're too far in their pride to know how, to seek how, to ask how. Okay? So inclusion. The father is saying that, you know, only a few are chosen. Only a few. You know, this world is made for many, but the world to come is made for few, 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 few. You know, these are his words. Not one time did he say all, everybody, Gentile. And, you know, they throw in Paul, and I get it. Jew and Gentile alike. Listen, Paul and his pontifications spiritually and politically are on point. However, as they were translated, they from Hebrew to Greek, they used Paul's writings because it was easy to confuse through Paul. They used Paul's writings to confuse everybody. And it's funny because I was listening to this pastor. I'm just going to say his name real quick, and it should be like the J.D. Fang, I think, something like that, okay? And he was, you know, it's funny. I was looking at YouTube to see Christian prophecy, and I did a, you know, maybe 15 minutes worth of looking through their videos, not watching them, but looking through them. And it was interesting. All the Christian prophecies were, 3 and 4 months ago, okay? Some very few, a couple in 2 months ago, but majority of them were 3 and 4 months ago. And this one was like 9 days ago. And it was just this fella I just mentioned. And it was interesting because the Gentiles, want to utilize our scriptures from the interpretation of the Greeks, as we know. So what I mean by that is, they're talking about how to know from the Greek perspective. So what verse were they talking about? How Mary knew that Mary did not know another man. Like, that is, know spiritually and intimately and, you know, had no relations of, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, but what did the Hebrews say? Why are you putting forth Greeks are saying? Like, why should I care about what the Greeks said about what the Hebrews said? Why shouldn't I take understanding from the Hebrew, from the actual people? See, this is where they all go wrong, and I said they don't understand how, because they are getting information from the people who destroyed and took it. Took the information. If the information was never given to you and you took it, that means you're not getting the innate understanding of who it was meant for in the first place. You've taken it. It's not like it's a material object. You took knowledge. This confoundedness that they have with themselves in terms of understanding that doesn't allow them to know how, which doesn't allow them to even be part of the few, because they want to be everyone. They want to be universal in this. And that's just not how it works. But it only works that way based on their society, their system. So racism. So, yeah, many people can be individually racist. Matter of fact, they can be individually prejudiced. Matter of fact, they can out and out hate you. Okay? Excuse me, but many people do not have the ability nor the capability, laws and institutions to act their racist ideology onto others. So miss me with the, oh, you're racist talk when we're telling you the truth, when I'm saying something about, oh, European Gentiles don't really have the truth in them. Don't come at me talking about racist. Don't tell me that I'm racist when Cleopatra, knowing that, yeah, Ptolemy, the general Ptolemy, who, mind you, was hating on our brothers and sisters during the Maccabees time, you know, maybe his family did, you know, was a miscegenation in between European, Persian, Arab. But we have to acknowledge that Mizraim, Kemet, and Egypt, Negro Nubian, Judean Nubian, we have to acknowledge that. I mean, because Christ went into Egypt, Mizraim, right? Moses. I mean, all the, we can't no longer deal with the rainbow-colored gummy bear in the corner that the Gentiles are enamored with. We're done with that. We don't care about what they're enamored with. We're dealing and seeking the truth. So these are that's one scenario that is comprehensively destroying or unhealthily not allowing majority of the Gentiles and some of the other bloodline brethren and sisters to actually be part of the few, because they can't get past the pride of, hey, this is but for a few. Like, you can't just come knock on the door and say, I'm coming in. This ain't your party. Like, this is not your house. Like, you have lived in this, you have squatted in this house. But now the true owners are back to take over and kick you out. And it's a hard pill to swallow. It's humility, because you told everybody it was your house. And now we're standing up saying, no, 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 that's our house. You're like, prove it. We're proving it. Then you say, well, you know, the law's on my side because I've been living in it for so long, so it's mine now. And we're like, okay, well, we're taking you to the court. And your court, your system says they're right. They're right. You aren't who you say. It's not your house. It's their house. And you say, now, get out of my house. And we say, well, hold up. We need to go to the Supreme King Court. And they go, well, we don't know who you're talking about. Well, this is the spiritual court that you're not allowed to come to because you are of the many. And then they get mad. Well, we can't go to your races and this, that. And we're like, no, 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 no. You can come. Matter of fact, you will be there. You will be there. So don't get it twisted. Don't get upset. You will be there. In the big scheme of things, you will be there. And so they go, well, I mean, you know, you telling us that it's not ours. You need to prove it. No, we don't have to prove anything anymore. We know. Now we know. Now we take our understanding to where we know. No longer do we have to be part of a system that was never set up for us in the first place. It makes me, lets me, excuse me, go into the next piece of what this is about. So we talked about, you know, reparations. We talked about the universal, you know, what's the dilemma with us in the universality of the Gentile versus the inclusion of the inclusivity of the few, of the way, of the Israelites. Okay? And this is why we're saying this is why reparations is coming all the way to the recompense of the Father judging you and putting you in your place. And that's not a bad thing. That's actually a good thing, because you need to be put into have some order. Right now you're out of order. You got your children all messed up. I mean, literally, they're jacked up. If they, you know, a lot of them on prescription drugs, illicit drugs, they changed their whole created makeup. They're looking at this world from your perspective of their entitlement. You got fools trying to lead people, and this is where we have taken back our free will and our free agency to say, well, wait, why do I need to be complicit in doing whatever it is that you all want me to do? Because the system says so? Because for so long you guys have been in control and everything you say is true, even though everything you do is wrong? Like actions speak louder than words at this particular time. We are now seeing them from the perspective of the 5D world. That means that we're able to now look into them. Look into everybody. We're able to look into ourselves. Now, how we utilize and apply that skill of viewing people spiritually will also be our own test, and how we move as Israelites, because we're supposed to show them and be a light to them. You know, they want us to prove no. What y'all need to do is shut up and watch. Y'all need to just watch. You need to basically, it would best behoove Gentiles, Europeans, Christians, and all other religious sects of stolen Israelite inheritance. You guys should really sit back and do some soul searching and say to yourselves and consider, hey, should we be considering what these Negroes are saying? What is it, why is it that all of a sudden over the last 7 years they're coming out strongly, very convictedly stating who they are? Why is that? But instead they want to talk about the Greek.
Oh, you know, the Greek.
Or they want to talk about, they want to use prophecy as prophecies that we're speaking of. They want to use it literal from the Bible. They want to say, oh, well, you know, Isaiah's prophecies are all Babylonian Assyrian time. Like as if those prophecies don't continue to live on through the people that God chose to be his nation. I mean, they're not even considering how that looks today. They only want to look at the past, but yet at the same time, then they want to act like they want to utilize, they want to do this. They want to say, oh, well, Jesus died for my sins. But wait, Rome, listen, Yahawashi, the man, the spiritual man incarnate of the Elohim, did not die, old age, die, pass on, transition. He was murdered. He was murdered by the same people who now say in his murder he gave us authority over his word. I mean, so you murder someone and now all of a sudden you are that someone. That seems like a typical MO to me in terms of how the Gentiles operate and how they move, how their history has shown them to move. You know, you can't murder the guy, unless this is a Lifetime Movie Network, right? You can't murder the person and then say, well, you know what? He died for me to take his stuff. Even though that's what they have done. They've destroyed a people to say, oh, no, we're those people. You know, I'm those people now. They sacked villages, lands. Oh, no, we're those people now. That's us. We've lived here so long that everything is ours now. It'll never be yours again. It's all ours. Well, okay, if you were doing the right thing with it and evolving with it in righteousness, then maybe you would have something there. But your case is very, very, very shallow based on your actions. And this is why Gentiles, the Negro, the Israelite, other nations are done. They're done. They're like, listen, you have done nothing but lie, cheat, and steal. How many treaties did they break? Because I've said, hold on. So, citing their History Channel, right? Their History Channel, right? Broken treaties with Native American tribes timeline. From 1778 to 1871, the United States signed some 368 treaties with various indigenous aboriginal people across the North American, Central America, and South American continent. And they, you know, they just said in North America, right? Some three treaties, blah blah blah. They want to go into each one. I knew it was going to be too easy to be true from the History Channel. They want to bring you into a rabbit hole so you forget that what you're asking for. 368, they broke 370. That's what it said. Broken. Led to many broken promises. They won't even, you know, they hate to tell on themselves. It's so crazy. It's like, if you are the people, then you would, one, not even have the understanding, knowledge, and wisdom about who you are, first of all, because Bible says you would know. And if you want to act like the folks that are there in the Southern Kingdom, Judea, is the whole house of Israel, is ridiculous. But if that's what you want to do, then you can't even claim that to be true, because when they go back into their own land, the whole house of Israel, man will study war no more. So there will be relatively peace, complete peace on the earth, which only makes sense because the kingdom to come will be that kingdom where once they go back into the promised land, the world will be no reason for war. It'd be righteousness. That's Bible too. That's scriptural too. And it's funny because we're using the very words transliterated from our ancestors' tongues or hands written to the Greek and, you know, the rest of the European world, and they get mad. It's like, come on, man. You guys don't get the opportunity to be mad because we're telling the truth on you. I mean, isn't that like a Gentile? Why you snitch on me? Why you snitch on me? Why are you telling me the truth? Why you tell him the truth about what I was doing? Look, man, I'm just telling the truth. I'm over having to cow down below a foolish nation who, mind you, cannot raise up and has put me at the bottom. Not once ever thought about a person like me, right? Which then gets me into this next phase of it, okay? Reparations. This is this is why you must pay. This is why you must pay. And anybody that wants to come back on this other piece of it and say something crazy, watch this. Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution of the United States declared that any person who was not free would be counted as three-fifths of a free individual for the purposes of determining congressional representation. The three-fifths clause thus increased the political power of, drum roll please, slaveholding states. So they, the Europeans, came over here. Took them 100 years after stealing all the lands, cheating our people out of our land. They then create this constitution, this paper, a treaty between themselves that says any person who was not free would be counted as three-fifths of a free individual for the purposes of determining congressional representation. Well, they created laws to ensure that who was not free. So who are they talking about? Are they talking about themselves? No. They're talking about the Irish, the European Irish. Oh. Yeah, that's right, because the European Irish were considered three-fifths of a people, three-fifths of a human, right? And I'm not saying that nobody's plight is tough, is not tough, and wasn't troublesome. But damn it, your plight it pales in comparison to the plight of my people. Pales. And if you want to act like, oh, well, you know, that's not true, you're racist. Because I can prove that your system was set up against me and my people based on this three-fifths of an individual for the purposes of determining congressional representation. The three-fifths clause thus increased the political power of slaveholding states. So if you were white, so-called, this did not apply to you because you were considered free. So miss me with the madness. Gentiles, miss me with all your pontification of historical facts that you all, that only benefit and feature you all. Miss me with that. We don't care about that because of this, okay? Oh, well, you guys, we gave you the 14th Amendment. Listen, so what? We didn't ask you to make us three-fifths of a human either. On whose authority do you have to have created a treaty amongst yourselves after you have broken 370 treaties with our people? All of a sudden you want us to acknowledge a treaty and be okay with a treaty, a written document, a docu-signed treaty on paper, toilet paper, constitution that said we were three-fifths of a human. Stop. We are done with your madness. Stop. Your 14th Amendment, no state shall make or – no, watch this. This is what I'm saying, Gentiles. This is why reparation talk is still – the father has it still in full force. You guys have not paid. You guys never did pay. You never did the right thing. You guys are done unless you do the right thing now and cleave to Israel. And that means – and we'll get to that in a second. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. Lots of pontification of no consequence for us. Why? Because you created laws to keep us free, but keep us not free, to keep us at the bottom. You created a system, an education system. You created institutions. You created these policies, these guidelines and these principles and these dogmas and these philosophies and these ideologies that went against our people. my people, the Israelite people here in the Americas, the 10 tribe people, the Aboriginal people all over the earth, not just here. You did that during England's time. Oh, the sun never sets on our Caucasian ass. What? You guys, the Dutch did it in Indonesia. They did it in Africa, in the Congo. Listen, this whole world has been destroyed for a lack of knowledge because the people who originally inhabited it and owned it were destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So, Gentiles, tell me when you or the Ish or anybody else, Hindu, Buddha, whatever, were destroyed for lack of knowledge. Seems to me that everybody on the face of this earth has some history, has some story that connects to his story. Yet when we say, well, what's our connection to your story? Ah, crickets, you Negroes were savages. You guys were three-fifths of a human. Sounds like a destruction of knowledge to me. Like, this isn't difficult. This shouldn't be some rocket science, square root of pi, hypotenuse, yada, yada, octopus. No, this should be very commonsensical in terms of application, applied ancient history to today. You can't continue to talk around to us and then want to act like we're racist or CRT, a theory of race, critical race theory. You guys don't even want anyone to critically think. Yet all of a sudden you want to proclaim critical race theory as if your grandparents, Gentiles. Now watch this. Your grandparents and great-grandparents didn't do evil shit against mine. And no, believe that all of you guys had these beautiful and great and wise and non-racist great and grandparents. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Matter of fact, it is, you know, my father, mother, their siblings, their mother and father, and their mother and father's parents lived in the last 100 years. And the stories that my people, just my nucleus people, my extended nucleus family, or my mom and dad's side told me the story. My mom was in Birmingham. Birmingham, you know, when they were sticking dogs on the kids, my aunts and uncles and my mom went down there. And, you know, she said that she and the youngest sister, Pam, they all rolled out, and my uncles, the oldest, stayed there and caught some hell. But it wasn't nothing nice. Three-fifths of a human. Pay me. Oh, you guys don't know how to use the money. You guys don't understand how. That's none of your business. You don't tell the Asians. You don't tell Ish. You don't tell Hindu. You don't tell Buddhist. You don't tell German. You don't tell anybody how to deal with their money. You don't tell Ishmael. You don't tell Persia. Why do you think the need to tell me what I need to do with my money? If I want to piss it away, so be it. Because that's the price you all have to pay. And you want to act like, oh, reparations is just crazy talk. These niggas, they just talking crazy. Three-fifths a human. And then all the laws that went along with it, even after you threw us a bone, a chicken wing, a flapper, not even a drumette. You threw us a chicken wing 14th Amendment. We don't accept it. We spit on that, like spittle. Are you crazy? You think that's cool? You think that's okay? Are you guys mad? Are you full of madness? Rhetorical, because we know. Because that doesn't even make sense. You can't come at us today like this. You can't. Because then on top of all of that, three-fifths of a human, 14th Amendment, then for some strange reason, you want us to believe, and I'm going to say it again, to believe that you all Gentiles have the capacity to do this. And Yahweh said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And I'm going to say it again. Thou shalt seek the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Let's dissect this. Gentiles, have you done that? And this is just real talk. You know, Gentiles, have you done that? And if you were honest with yourself and honest with your history, you can't say, yes, we've done that. Okay? You can't. Your actions prove, you can say it in your mind. You can say it out the lips, you know, the little lips that you got. You can say it. You can formulate words or utterances to say it, but your actions don't show it. Okay? And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So let's dissect it again. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, Gentiles, this is honesty. Because, see, we ain't got time for your lies because we already assume and know that you are full of lies. You eat off the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's your delicacy, your shrimp, your crab, your ass, your every other crustacean that you're not supposed to, your filthy foods that you eat. This is all from the tree of life, I mean the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I mean your tree of life. This is all from that. And we're done eating off. It doesn't even taste right. Like the more I get away from their systems, thought processes, and acknowledging their ways of thought and just how the system operates, the further I move away from it, the less. So I attribute that to the more I leave, the less I eat off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the less that tastes good. So the less I desire it. And the Gentiles who have nowhere else to go unless they humble themselves to understand who we are and who they are in relation to us, they have nowhere else to go, so they can't not eat off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And all this is esoteric too because it's spiritual. They are unable to work in the spiritual part because they will not clean themselves. They just won't do it. They have such a hard time holding themselves accountable that there is absolutely, unequivocally no way for them to have a spiritual walk. I don't care what they talk about, J.D. Fang and T.J. Jakes and what's that, Snow or whatever that cat's name is. You know, I don't care who they are. Osteen, I don't care who they are. They do not have a righteous soul in their body. Because one thing is for certain, if you are a believer and you are not telling the truth, and they go, well, you know, what's the truth? Okay, what is the truth? Let's talk about the historical truth of what is the basics. Let's just talk about the last 100 years. If you want to say that you have some faith in Jesus, and yet, you know, you won't even fight to pay back restitution for what your forefathers did, how can we even entertain you? Like, you're not entertainable. And listen, we're not, again, this ain't got nothing to do with being mad. We ain't mad. Listen, this is on you. We're trying to help you understand that you Gentiles and heathens alike need to self-reflect or self-convict, self-reflect, self-convict, self-correct. Because we had to do that. Shoot, we've been doing it. We have been doing our due diligence. Like, this is something that you guys don't understand, Gentiles. We are on. We have been doing this due diligence. It's hard for us. It's hard for you to come at us talking very shallow, 3 feet deep waters when we're swimming in oceans right now. We're swimming in spiritual space right now. We're seeing through the darkest depths, and it's beautiful. We get to see the truth because we're seeking the Father with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind. And he's increased knowledge for us at the end. When I was looking at the Christian prophecies, there was this one, it was like, I think J.D. Fang was like 9 days, and then there's one like 2 or 3 days, I think I looked at a couple of days ago, so like 2 days before I looked at it. So anyway, it was one of the most recent ones, and guess what, it was this AI speaking thing, and it was talking about how knowledge would be increased. They were talking about Daniel, but knowledge would be increased at the end. And they want to act like the knowledge increasing is the technology knowledge. Because back in the day, in ancient times, they didn't have any type of understanding like we had, no microwave and nothing. And I'm thinking to myself, you don't know what, you guys have not told the truth about what you have been finding, what you know. Why would we believe that you're telling us that they didn't have, when we can look at the pyramids, especially in Giza, they show various contraptions that are similar to your contraptions today. We see several apparatuses on the Mayan pyramids that are things that we can use today in a scientific way to help society. Transportation, we've seen. Architecture, we've seen. And it seems that the knowledge of that time was greater than the knowledge that we have today. I mean, hell, all you guys are talking about is wars, killing, destruction, race that you made up, which is funny because the Hispanics and the Latins want to act like they have some they have some consideration of ancientness here in the Americas, but damn it, they don't even have the names of who they are over here. They holding on to European names, looking European, wanting to act like somehow they have rights to these lands. When, as I said earlier, by genetic evolution, that couldn't be scientifically. So, you know, everyone needs to check themselves at the door because we're already in. We're in the door. Matter of fact, we've passed through that door. And we are now on the other side of it moving forward. We're not on the side of how we can figure out how to capitalize on something, on the door. or what's in it, or the knowledge, how to take and keep and hoard the knowledge or the door or the information that's on the door. You can't come at us with the madness of, you know, I wanted to read this real quick. So this is the thought process of the Gentiles, of the Christians, in response to Isaiah. Isaiah prophecies. Time after the exile that the kingdom of Israel was restored to the land of God promised. I think that on the day of judgment, all who are in the new family of God, what new family of God, where is that, will be restored in the new Jerusalem. That is the heaven on earth described in Revelation. Okay. Thinking that the messianic prophecies are all purely about the kingdom of earth is the mistake that the Sadducees and Pharisees made. Listen, we're not even talking about that. We're talking about the nation of Israel. We're talking about the Israelites. We're talking about the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the bloodline of Seth, the bloodline of Enoch, the bloodline of Adam. Oh, we're part of Adam too. Yeah, you are, of Cain, through Cain. And, yeah, you can make it in. You can make it into the kingdom to come, but there's order to it. And you can't come any kind of way that you want to come. You can't come with this hypocritical, lying inability to humble yourselves with a bunch of vanity and vain imagination in tow. You can't do it. Look at you now. Look at your civilization now. Matter of fact, it's so funny how, you know, just looking at the demise of the American system, it's interesting to me that, you know, they didn't even want to look at how Rome fell. The first time. And we'll look at how Greece fell, how all of the Gentile the statue of the Gentile civilizations fell. They don't want to talk about any of that. They don't want to acknowledge any of that. They don't want that to be known. They want everybody to understand Daniel from their perspective. Not the perspective Daniel, but from their perspective, perception of Daniel's understanding. And this is what they've done. This is why every time, it's funny because now you don't even hear them talk about anything anymore. You don't even hear them. As if they don't, as they're trying to gather themselves. They're trying to gather themselves and stop their Titanic civilization from drowning, but they realize that it's going to sink anyway. So now they're just trying to take everything, all the treasures and the money and the loot, and get off board. And they can't figure out how to get off board because we got all the life boats. We already been on of the Titanic, and they're like, wait. You guys are racist for taking the lifeboat. You guys got to come back and get it. No, we don't. You got to meet us where we are. No, we don't. No, we don't. No, we don't. Again, the two greatest commandments is thou shalt seek, because they go love, because if you love something, you seeking after it. You desiring it. You are acting. You are a participant in it. So thou shalt seek the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Okay? This is the first and great commandment. So if you're not doing that or have never done that, then you're off already. You're off. It's just, look, this ain't me. I didn't make this up. This is, if you're not doing that, then well, how do you know I ain't doing it? Your actions. Again, not hard. Your actions, how you act, is the way you think. Well, you don't know I'm seeking after God and I'll go to church. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about here loving the Father with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Because what we're talking about here is your society not being, not destroying other societies and not being destroyed. Not your society paying retribution, reparation, reconciling, giving restitution for what, for how it began, for how it began. Three-fifths of a human. Let us come and make their name of, make the name of Israel no more. This is three-fifths of a human. You're not human. We're going to do to you like you've never done or no one's ever done before. We're going to take everything from you. We're going to cheat you out of your land. And now listen, the Father made all that happen anyway. It was just their turn. Their turn to it was their turn to rule. And it's funny because the Father knew that they were going to rule wrongly. He knew that. He wrote it. He made them write it all down. This is why they're all in a frown right now, all the way to the ground. They are struggling. Struggling. And listen, we're not here browbeating them. We're not here watching their demise, enslaving them, you know, raping them, stealing from them, cheating them. We're not doing that like they did us. At our, when it was our turn or our demise, they sat back and they plotted against us. We're not plotting against them. We're saying, hey, this is what it is. And no, we're not going to have to. We're not coming to where you are. No, we're not listening to what you're saying. No, we're not dealing with how you have done things. No. Now it's time for you to deal with us. Now it's time for you to understand what we're saying. We've sat around for years. I know the last 53 because I'm 53. 53 years listening to what you guys had to say, entertaining your knowledge of the tree of good and evil. We have done that for you. And no, not once have you stopped to consider our perspective of it. You didn't say, hey, do you want to eat off of this tree? Do you want to eat off? No, I don't want to eat off that tree. Off with this head. Kill them. Make them slaves. Make them three-fifths of man. Create policies against them. Kill them. Murder them. Destroy them. Take everything. Because we didn't want to eat off the tree. And now here, almost to the end, we started waking up because the tree was just not, we were getting root rot. And we had to stop it, or the Father had to stop it. The Father said, enough, your 400 years is over. Or that 400 years is when they were in Egypt. Mathematics, once again, the bamboozlement of them just saying some things gets to be checked. So we get to fact check them. That's what their boy Trump was saying. Fact check, fact check. So we fact checked them every step of the way. How interesting is that? Because we lived through it. I mean, you know, and again, we wouldn't even be, you know, this whole trouble thing wouldn't even be trouble if the Gentiles told the truth or did the truth, did things righteously. Oh, we do this, and we don't. Yes, I admit that we made some mistakes. Sorry, we don't want to hear about your mistakes. We want you to self-reflect, self-convict, and leave us out of your all of that. That's for you to do. We don't want to hear about your mistakes because we live your mistakes. Thank goodness that the Father allowed us to live through your people's mistakes that today you don't even want to acknowledge. You want to dismiss. Oh, we gave you niggas a black president. Huh? What you mean? Again, gave. That's what I'm saying. Like, you gave us something? Then you wanna in our face, spit in our face with this 14th Amendment? No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens, white citizens, of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any white person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. Well, this was written 1866. We still hadn't even gone through Jim Crow yet. We ain't even gone through redlining yet. We ain't even gone through segregation yet. We ain't even got the civil rights yet. And somehow you want us to believe that you guys are working mentally, spiritually, and physically in the two greatest commandments, that you guys are living, working, and doing in the spirit of the two greatest commandments. That's what you want us to believe. And I'm here to say that is straight madness. I can't even – there's no – I mean, I'd be a fool. I would be a fool at this stage to give you that credit, where today, and this is the psychological dysfunctional problem that Gentile Europeans and those that think like Gentile Europeans are having today, they have all lost credibility. It's over. When an individual person loses credibility, it's hard to get that back. It's hard to get that back. It's hard to get that respect, that credibility, that understanding back. And telling us that we, you know, the Irish have problems too, or we ain't the Aboriginals, we trying to culture appropriate. When damn it, you guys have taken our style, our athleticism, our ingenuity, our music, our actions. You've taken them for yourselves, all of yous. All of yous, Asians, Europeans, Africans alike, taking all of the so-called African-Americans, so-called Negro, but the Aboriginals of the Americas. You've taken all of their stuff, in particular North America, but yes, Central and South America too. Taking it all of our culture. You've taken all of Israel's inheritance and divvied it up for yourselves throughout all of your civilizations, and now you want to act like somehow we're cultural appropriating? Dismissive. That's not honest. And yet you want us to believe what you're saying. How can we? You're not honest with yourself, let alone us. And again, this is to help you, Gentiles. Because, see, Israel is out here fighting to do the right thing. We're fighting against the feeling of hating you because of your actions and your words and your tears. And somehow, again, you think that we have to just by default believe what you believe. Believe it. I mean, September is the ninth month, but the damn word is seven. October is the eighth month, but the damn word is the tenth month, but the damn word is the eighth month. December, 12th. But it's 10th. I mean, come on. You guys, nothing that you guys have said is true. Like, it's amazing to me. Like, you guys really have to, Europeans, Christians alike, and the Negroes, the melanated people that believe in that ideology, really need to be honest with themselves and take a step back and understand that we don't believe you anymore. Your credibility is shot. Your credibility is shot. And it's not going to come back. Like, there's no way for anybody in their right mind to believe anything you say. And people we need to get into Congress, we need to vote. Why are you still trying to be complicit within a system that was never set up for you? I'm sorry. Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution of the United States declared that all Negroes, persons who was not free, would be counted as 3/5 of a free individual, of a white man, for the purpose of determining congressional representation. The 3/5 clause, thus increased the political power of slaveholding states. Oh, but black people had slaves too. Come on, man. We're talking about free people. Now, if that black person was free and decided to buy people so that they could, so they could save them, great. Because not one time have I heard of a plantation run by black people that was barbaric as white plantations were. Hey, you know, we can go and look at this plantation in Tobacco Row or in Deep South. There's plenty of plantations. Oh, it's so lovely. A Jewish person, would you like to go see Auschwitz and wherever they say that you guys were destroyed? Would you think that'd be cool? You know, are you going to have the same lovely, lofty thoughts as they want us to have with their plantations, your demise, gas chambers? Would you guys, I mean, come on. Gentiles, stop already. If you guys think that we have to deal with you, you guys have missed the boat. You're still on the Titanic, and it's still sinking. It is just amazing to me how everybody has some word that they believe that is spiritual, yet they believe the very people who perverse the spirit. It's amazing. Hold on. It's like the Jewish Apocrypha Romanized Ha Sepharim, Ha Shittozim lit. The outer books are books written in large part by Jews, especially during the Second Temple period. See, they love to try to come at you with all their knowledge of scripture, but none of that matters. Was it yours? And just because you want to say Jew or Jewish, all that means is Judean. That's not even the whole house of Israel. So that's why we don't have any more time to play your game of look at me, I know everything. We now see through you, like I said earlier, we now see through you and see that you don't know anything. So, full circle. The argument that they have is they want to say that they who killed Christ got the authority to bring everybody to Christ, okay? And they want to say that those who say that the kingdom and the scriptures and Yahawashi is for a few, they call racist. The people that they call racist, they deem 3/5 of a human being, created a 14th Amendment to that to say you gotta treat free people right, but created policies, laws, guidelines, against the very people who they created the 14th Amendment for. So all of the things that the Gentiles are talking about, all of the things that the Christians are talking about, all of the things, and listen, if you're a Negro and you're a Christian, you need to self-reflect, self-convict, and self-correct out of that. Because, you know, for whatever reason, people want to love Yahawashi. I get it. Our brother, Yahawashi, was a great spirit. As a matter of fact, he is a great spirit still to this day, this time. Even though the Gentiles sought to change times and laws, Yahawashi still is a great spirit. Okay? And of course you want to be on his team. But you can't be on his team. He's not a team of one. He's a team of few. But he's a team of a nation, which was few. Wasn't a many. I mean, yes, there were many within the nation, but the nation itself was for few. It was few. So you can't be part of his group, his family, his nation, his word, without acknowledging his family, his people, and his word. You can't. You want to say, well, Jesus, to me, you know, he came and he saved, he died so that I can be saved, so I can be saved from sin because I'm a sinner. Okay, well, why don't you take that a step further? Why don't you not be a sinner? Why don't you try to do the right thing? Why don't you treat people the way you want to be treated? And let's see what energies attract from there. But instead, you're not doing that. And it's interesting because TikTok, and here's the pastor I was talking about, talks about how they will be used to control the population. 15-minute cities and how fear. Where's the good news, fellow pastor? Where's the good news that you have an opportunity? What is the good news? The good news is Israel is redeemed. Gentiles and the heathens have an opportunity through grace and mercy and love to cleave to his people whom he is restoring. That's the good news. You have an opportunity to get to the kingdom to come. But Christians don't see it that way because the Christians don't want you to get that. As a matter of fact, Christianity is not set up for you to get, for you to be restored. Because for you to be restored, Christianity will be exposed. And they don't want that. Protestantism and Catholicism, it will all be exposed. They're what and what. You might as well say Catholics is the Catholics is the left, liberal left, and the Protestants are the conservative right. Or vice versa. It don't matter, but that's what they are. That's how they've gotten us to believe in these two diabolical opposing entities that continue to fight eternally. And it's not until you say, well, I'm done with that fight. That fight's a dumb fight. That's a stupid fight. Matter of fact, that fight doesn't even make sense. I'm done with it. It's not until you as an individual step out of that fight and let them fight themselves. Do you gain sight to see them for what they are and who they are? And listen, that to seeing them for what they are is not a hateful thing. It's a sad thing because it's like, damn, you guys got everything, but you got nothing. You got everything that you think that the world in your world you would need, but you ain't got nothing. You got no spirit. What gaineth a man to gain the world and lose his soul or her soul? This is a Gentile mindset. That's why that verse had to be in there. Because as an Israelite, we're doing the two greatest commandments. We're not even entertaining, Israeli understanding. We don't care. Matter of fact, we say, have your ideology, have your thought process. That's yours. It has nothing to do with ours. Don't think that just because that's how you think, I have to think that. The Christian wants you to believe that everything is an individual and there's no collective. There's no collective understanding. There's no collective consequence. It's just, the individual consequence happens all the time, meaning if you run a red light, you can get a ticket and you have to pay a fine, okay? If you murder, you got to go to jail. But if a nation does these things, if a nation decides to discover a already discovered land, there's no consequence. If a nation decides to drop atomic bombs on people, there's no consequence. Because, spirituality is only individual. See, that's Gentile mindset. A personal relationship, but forgetting and not even entertaining the collective relationship as well. But that's why the Israelites are back, because from a collective perspective, we're the ones that show that. Individually, Gentiles can talk and help here and there and feel good about themselves. The whole time never really doing anything for the kingdom to come. That's why he said, but I never knew you. But see, getting the Gentiles to understand that concept is difficult when all they are interested in is fame and fortune. It's like, you look around, they got everybody believing TV and videos. And then when you look around in reality, it's nothing like that. And that itself, that in and of itself is a psychosis. Matter of fact, that's a mental attack. That's why all of this has to happen. That's why, we're excited, to be honest with you. We're excited to see all this in. We're excited because for too long we've been forced to watch from the side and gain nothing. Yes, some of us gain a little, but collectively we didn't, because you all, Gentiles, deemed us 3/5 of a human being. And you can't get past that. You can't get past that. That in and of itself has to be checked. That's got to be sorted out. And watch it. Hold on. I mean, so again, 3/5 of a human being, Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution of the United States declare that any person who we deem was not free will be counted as 3/5 of a free individual for the purposes of determining congressional representation. The 3/5 clause thus increased the political power of slaveholding states. Yeah, I ad-lib words in here because it's proving the point. It proves the point. Okay, so again, they went in, they said, you ain't nothing, you guys are savages, you guys are 3/5 of a human being. So matter of fact, before we even go that far, we're just going to trick you guys with these treaties and steal all the land, okay? So watch this. I will also gather all nations, and I will bring them down into the Valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there and judge them there. Not pleading. This is a legal, a pleading. Not, oh, please. No, this is a pleading. A case against the Gentiles, and I will plead with them there, and for my heritage, Israel. Okay? So wait, Israel, that's the whole house. Okay? That's northern and southern kingdom. Okay? For my people and for my heritage, Israel. Okay? Whom they have scattered among the nations. They, this is I'm sure, whom the Gentiles have scattered among the nations, whom the Europeans, whom the church, whom they have scattered among the nations, and parted my land, partitioned off my land. Three-fifths of a human being, colonialization, imperialization. Slavery, chattel slavery, life eternal bondage into Babylon, into Egypt again by ships via South America, Central America, North America, not necessarily all from Africa. Because again, it's a mighty big place, and you know, it's another conversation. But you know, tell us where you got us from in Africa. Tell us where. Don't just give us the once again the shallow. Oh, you guys are all from Africa. Well, where, MF-er? Where? Because we're smarter than the average bear. We're smarter than the average above average above average above average bear. We have surpassed your great PhDs, theologians, the scientists. We have surpassed all y'all. You're arrogant. Okay, I guess I have to be, because everybody else thinks I'm dumb, thinks we dumb. So why not? Why shouldn't I be confident in my knowledge? You confident in yours, right? So prove yours. No, you need to prove yours. No, we don't. See, that's the difference. We're done having to prove anything. You don't prove anything to anybody. You just say something and steal it. Say something and kill it. Say something and take it. This is your whole MO, even to this day. Where the $100 billion? I'm sorry. Where the $200 billion at? That you took from our pockets to go over to Ukraine. Where that money at? And somehow you want us to believe that we broke? Oh, we got a debt ceiling. Fool, you guys got some gall to sit around and act like you guys are saying that we broke or we got these interest rates got to go up, but yet you're giving hundreds of billions of dollars to other people? Hundreds of billions? And there's only 360 million of us? In America? So you said. Come on, man. You guys got to do better. We are not dumb. We are not dumb. Oh, we didn't say you were. Yes, your actions does. Your attitude does. Your system does. You guys have this victim mentality. Listen, we are not victims. But you have been the victimizer, and you are not willing to acknowledge that. We have been victimized. We are the victims. Listen, my family have been victims and were never recompensed. Demise and never recompensed. You can send Cosby to jail after 30 years or some trumped-up madness, but yet you don't want to acknowledge your own fallacy after 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 245 years? Come on, Gentiles. Get with the program. You're late. You're done. You need to listen to us. We're not here trying to hurt you. We're not going to put you in slavery. We're not going to create a constitution that says, we're not going to create a treaty amongst ourselves and say, you know what, you guys are three-fifths of a human. We're not going to do that. even though some of us would like to, but that's not written. That's not how the Father. We are now going into the Father's kingdom. He is the king. He is the president. It ain't gonna be no Bidens and Trumps. Ain't gonna be no more white people. There will be no more white people. You will become an Israelite within the order and system of the Father. The Gentiles will be done. Esau will be done. Don't you realize that? You think that this, you think that you guys have been, you think that your case against the world or against the Father is going to stand? He said he's going to plead with you and judge you in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Oh, we don't believe that. Okay, what do you think is going on now? You're being judged. That nation shall I judge. And you know, again, this is esoteric because you're being judged in the spiritual realm. We're not judging you. We're not getting out there in the court and saying, you guys are judged. We're just telling you, we're actually having conversations around you, talking to our people about you. And you guys don't even get it. That's what I'm saying. You guys are lost. You guys are late. Y'all need to get with us and listen. And if not, if you don't want to get with us, hey, we ain't mad at you. We say kick rocks, keep it moving, move out the way. But we ain't mad at you. We just ain't got time for you. We don't want none of your solar solicitation. We don't want nothing that you're peddling in our neighborhood. We don't want nothing that you got. Disney and your Elon Musk and your capitalization on everything and your phony fake legislation that is clearly self-serving and your phony fake religions that clearly are self-serving and have no truth in them, have no spiritual walk, and are blind. We don't want any of that. We no longer want your food that you're serving. We, matter of fact, this buffet is shut down. Your buffet is shut down. The health the universal health inspector has shut your buffet down, Gentiles. He shut it down. And I know it was good. You guys loved eating that pig and loved eating those crabs and those shrimps and those crab legs and everything else. And the doo-doo that y'all have, you know, y'all love to eat all that stuff, okay? The cat, the duck, the dog, y'all love to eat all that stuff, you know. The spiders, the cockroaches, you guys loved it, but we don't love it. We don't want it. We're not eating it. We don't want no more parts of your knowledge, your worldly knowledge. We don't care about your worldly knowledge. Not until you guys come up with a situation where you guys can atone and repent and apologize for Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution of the United States, declaring that any person who was not free would be counted as 3/5 of a free individual for the purposes of determining congressional representation. The 3/5 clause thus increased the political power of slave holding states. Until you guys come at us correct, we're done with you all. We don't have anything to say to you. This is why you guys have no more credibility. Well, this 3/5 of a human is critical race theory to them. This 14th Amendment, that's critical race theory for them. Two greatest commandments, critical race theory for them. Joel 3:2, critical race theory for them. They don't want to talk about it. They want to talk about, what would this dude say? They want to talk about 15-minute cities and how they will be used to control the population. Fool, do you not realize that you already controlling? It's a wrap from this point forward. You guys get no more opportunities. Now, all the opportunities, and that's why the Father's quiet right now. He's letting them make their last move. One of them. He's letting them make their move. And when they make their move, they're going to try to make a big move. They're going to try to do it big. And once they make their move, the Father's going to be like, really? I'm 12 steps ahead already. So I already knew what you were going to do, so you did it, and now watch this. Boom, blowed up. Because this is chess, not checkers. And the Gentiles have been thinking that they've been playing against themselves, cheating all the entire way, scratching each other's backs, things falling off the wagon, off the bus, off the truck, and they gain it. While we are being victimized for even walking down the street, and then they want to act like they're the victim for victimizing us, and that just don't work no more. It just don't work. You know, we're trying to help them on social media when we're talking to them about their error. We're trying to help them understand that they need to repent for their forefathers and themselves. We're trying to help them prepare for the kingdom to come by telling the truth of the scriptures from a Israelite perspective. And you niggas ain't Israel. You guys didn't grow up in Israel. That's Judea, first of all. And you don't even know where we grew up. You don't know where we're from, but you know where you're from. But you don't know where we're from because my people were destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people were the Israelites. My people are the Israelites. So all that said, you know, hey, be at peace, Israel, for our redemption is here. And Gentile, be at peace too if you cleaving, if you're trying to stay grafted in. Be at peace too. Hey, Gentile. If you're not at peace, you need to figure it out. A Israelite that's struggling, that 2/3 that's out here, you know, being Gentile-ish. Hey, you need to come back. You need to come back home and figure this out. Because this spirituality thing is real talk. This is real talk. This ain't no okey-madoke. This ain't people just shooting the breeze, talking doo-doo, talking mess. No, this is real talk. God, I just, you know, I needed to say these things, and I apologize if I was a little too harsh, but, hey, is what it is, right? So for all those that hear my YouTube, did you hear me on YouTube? I'm going to change it up, and I'm going to say to people, hey, Wednesdays at 9:30 Eastern, let me see something. Okay, so 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, 1:30, I don't know. I mean, just, hey, 9:30 Eastern, call in. Let's have a conversation. It's time for Israel collectively to have conversations so that we can all, so we can show and let the Gentiles hear that we know what we're talking about. And to call in as a guest at 9:30 on Wednesdays, Eastern time, is 646-668-8217. Again, 646-668-8217. Okay? For all those that hear me through Blog Talk, still call in 9:30 Eastern, your time. Okay? 646-668-8217. Okay, call in. Let's have conversations. You know, let's talk about things. Let's hash it up. Let's show the Gentiles and the heathens who we are and how we think, because they think that, that the way we think is individualized. They think that this is some joke, that it's just a few mavericks, okay? But we need to show them that it's a few greatnesses, okay? So, again, that call-in number, 9:30 Eastern, Wednesday nights, 646-668-8217. And those that hear me on Blog Talk, you can come over and be involved in the community on my channel on YouTube. It is Moriel, M-O-R-I-E-L, Moriel, okay? And for those who don't know what that is the spirit of, that's so funny. I didn't realize that my name was so all over the place. Interesting. Teaching spirit. And, you know, I'm just reading what the ancestry is saying about it. It's interesting. It's a habitational name from the Latin personal name, Morellis. Morellis. Nevertheless, come on out. Have a conversation. Let's do this thing so that we can show the world the light, so that they can understand that this is the Father's walk. This is the Father's kingdom. And as I'm doing this, I'm seeing that there's a Moriel ministry. I didn't even know that. A Moriel ministry, which has nothing to do with me, but at the same time, they understand that this is real talk. This is real talk. They have hijacked that yet again. Hold on. Right. It is Moriel is God is my teacher. It is a teaching spirit, and I would like to help people teach each one teach one. You know, iron sharpening iron. So that's my show. I just wanted to have that conversation and make sure that I shouted out my platforms, because it's time to grow. It's time to step up. And no longer do we've cut the strings of the Gentiles that are holding us. The bands, the rubber bands that they had around us is done. And family and friends, Jew and Gentile alike, Israelite alike, we now have the spirit to change the world, to move mountains. So with that, I give you great praise and great joy. All praises to the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All praises to the Great Spirit. From here, we move forward. We go where the Father sends us. Everyone, be at peace. Our redemption is now. Shalom.